October is National Adopt a Shelter Dog Month. The following puzzle is brought to you by my new little dog, Kiko, who puzzles me every day. Joining me as always is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Will, good morning.
Good morning, Lulu.
So it turns out we have a quick correction to last week's on-air challenge.
Well, last week's example to the on-air puzzle, I said that Savannah is a city in South Carolina. Of course, it's a well-known city in Georgia. There is a historic community in South Carolina, Savannah Town. That's probably what I was thinking about. But anyway, it's Savannah, Georgia.
Apologies to the great state of Georgia. And with that out of the way, Will, remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from listener Steve Baggish of Arlington, Massachusetts. I said, think of a four-letter food, move each letter one space later in the alphabet, so A would become B, B would become C, etc. I said, insert a U somewhere inside the result, and you'll name a five-letter food. What foods are these? And the answer is flan and gumbo.
Ooh, I love flan. Good stuff. It's like a custard. Yeah, we eat it a lot in Latin America. This week, we received more than 900 correct responses, and our randomly selected winner is Phil Jackness of Dix Hills, New York. Congratulations, Phil.
Thank you very much.
So how did you come up with the answer to this one? Do you eat a lot of flan, a lot of gumbo?
Well, actually, neither. Based on the way the puzzle was worded, I thought it would be easier to find five-letter words that had U's in them. And came across gumbo, backed out the U, and there was flan.
Ah, okay. Well, you got your just desserts. Ba-dum-bum. All right. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I guess I am.
Don't sound so nervous. You'll do great. Will, take it away.
All right, Phil. I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence contains two words that phonetically sound like a world capital. For example, the Sigma Chi house can be found on Fraternity Row. You would say Cairo, combining chi and rho. Now, the words will be always be in left and right order, but not necessarily consecutive. Here's number one.
Okay.
The opening bell rang for the grade school.
Bell rang.
For the grade school.
Belgrade.
Belgrade, you got it. Belgrade, Serbia. Good. Mom got a bag of golf balls for Dad on his birthday.
Baghdad.
There you go, Baghdad. The Russians watched a black car whisk past Lenin's tomb.
I don't know that I'm getting that. Lulu?
Northern Africa. It is a capital city of...
Start with car. One of the words is car.
Car, yes.
You know the capital of Sudan?
No.
Khartoum.
Khartoum,
okay.
Sudan. There
Thanks.
You go, good. After a meal at a Thai restaurant, I rose to pay the bill.
Well, it's not Thai rose, it's not Thai bill.
Nope. What's the word in between?
Taipei.
Taipei, Taiwan, is it? If the kids bang your car, don't let them give you some cock and bull story.
Bangkok.
The Bangkok was fast. Now, in each of the last few sentences, there are three words that sound like a world capital. And here's your first one. It sounds like hell when you sing off key.
Helsinki.
Yes. After taking the cat to the vet, the man wondered, what should I do now?
Cat, let's see. Yes,
cat is good.
Okay, to the vet. Kathmandu.
Kathmandu, Nepal is it. And here's your last one. Even in the poor light, I could see the dinosaur's toe prints.
Poor light, dinosaur's footprints, you said?
Toe prints.
Oh, toe prints.
Even in the poor light, I could see the dinosaur's toe prints.
So I would start with poor.
Yes.
I'm assuming.
Except I say poor, not poor. And that's important.
Quarter prints.
Porto Prince, is it?
Phil, that was really great. That was a tough one, though. I feel like that was a really hard one because it combined a lot of things, geography and other things. What do you think?
Well, it wasn't as bad as I thought it might be.
Words to live by. It never is. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Phil, what member station do you listen to?
WNYC in New York City.
Phil Jackness of Dix Hills, New York, thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yeah, it comes from listener Chris Stewart of Las Cruces, New Mexico. Take the name of a country, insert an E somewhere inside it, and you'll get a phrase that answers the question, what did Henry Ford do? So that's it. Take the name of a country, insert an E, and you'll get a phrase that answers the question, what did Henry Ford do? What country is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Wednesday, October 11th at 3 p.m. Eastern. That's a day earlier than usual, so take note. Again, our deadline for entries next week is Wednesday, October 11th at 3 p.m. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.